as human beings, we have this amazing reality that if we want to think about God, we can simply think about Jesus Christ and his life. For the angels, it's different. They think about God directly, but because of the incarnation, when we are thinking about Jesus Christ, we literally are thinking about God. Now, when you think about different parts of his life, it's like thinking about the outer parts, the legs, the arms, etc. But if you really want to think about the heart of God, the thing that is the most important, the central part, then think about his sufferings. God is like a city, and there are many, many neighborhoods. His sufferings are like the downtown, the center part, the most important part, the heartbeat of the whole city, where we really see who God is, where his heart and his face are revealed. One of the most powerful ways for us to meditate on his sufferings is the stations of the cross. Now, what is so amazing about this, and I learned this a few years ago, is that these stations were created by none other than the Blessed Mother. She was the one that started this devotion way back after her son had died. She would constantly retrace his steps in the Holy Land, and the faithful would follow in her footsteps, tracing the footsteps of Jesus. Now, when I went to go visit her house in Ephesus, I saw this in front of me. Now, when she left the Holy Land because of persecution and with John moved to Turkey, she retraced the steps of Jesus step by step. She literally had counted the number of steps that he walked from one station to the next. And it is said that there are actually stones where she would pray and mark the individual stations. Now, those are kept in a museum somewhere in Turkey, and I was not able to find them. So when we pray the Stations of the Cross, we are praying a Marian prayer directed at the heart of Jesus. Now, over the years, because the church wanted to support this devotion, it enriched it with many indulgences as well as many graces that flow from it. Now, with our current rules on indulgences, when you pray the stations and you move with them from one station to another in stations that are legitimately erected, you can gain a plenary indulgence every day for the souls in purgatory. If it's the case that a person cannot walk from stations to stations, it is allowed for them to remain in one place and simply meditate on his sufferings. There are several things that we need to understand about the Stations of the Cross. This is the path that Jesus has laid out for us to specifically follow him. So we are not only meditating on his sufferings, but we are also looking at the blueprint that he has laid out for us. I read somewhere, and I always struggle to find where this is, that the souls in purgatory somehow mysteriously are going through the stations in their own way. They are walking through the suffering that they failed to accept during their life. That is why these stations are so powerful in relieving them of their suffering. What is amazing is that we can gain so much grace without even having to suffer them ourselves. Because they are so powerful, us simply thinking about them and praying with them, we can obtain immense graces. One of the most powerful quotes from the Diary of Divine Mercy is Divine Mercy, paragraph 369, where I'm paraphrasing, and it says something like this, that 1 hour of meditation on my sufferings has more merit than a year of flagellation that draws blood. Now, Jesus spoke this to St. Faustina at a retreat where she was wanting to do that penance. I actually visited her room in Poland, and she had the flagellation whip. So that's something that she would sometimes do. At that retreat, she was forbidden to do it, and Jesus told her essentially what I just said. Think about that. The following purgatory story tells us just how powerful this devotion is. We find an incident relating to this subject in the life of Venerable Mary d'Antigna. For a long time, she had the pious custom of making the Stations of the Cross each day for the relief of the souls departed. But later, for motives more apparent than solid, she did it but rarely, and finally omitted it altogether. Our Lord, who had great designs in regard to this pious virgin, and who desired to make her a victim of love for the consolation of the poor souls and purgatory, vouchsafe to give her a lesson which serves as an instruction to us all. A religious of the same convent who had died a short time previously appeared to her, complaining sorrowfully. "My dear sister," she said, "why do you no longer make the stations for the souls in purgatory? You were formerly accustomed to relieve us every day by that holy exercise. Why do you deprive us of that assistance?" Whilst the soul was still speaking, our Lord himself appeared to his servant and reproached her with her negligence. "Know, my daughter," he added, "that the stations of the cross are very profitable to the souls in purgatory and constitute a suffrage of the greatest value. This is why I have permitted the soul, for her own sake and for the sake of others, to implore this of you. Know also that it was on account of your exactitude in practicing this devotion that you have been favored by frequent communication with the dead. It is for this reason also that those grateful souls never cease to pray for you and to plead your cause at the tribunal of my justice. Make known this treasure to your sisters and tell them to draw from it abundantly for themselves and for the dead." If you think of what I have said, there are at least 4 significant benefits in us praying the Stations of the Cross. Number one, obviously, the relief that it gives to the souls in purgatory. The second is the ability to obtain for them a plenary indulgence, which, if done correctly, can release a soul in purgatory every day. Thirdly, based on what is said in the Diary of Divine Mercy, you can atone for every sinful year of your life, 1 hour at a time. Think about that. If you're 60 years old and you've had 60 sinful years, 60 hours of meditating on the sufferings of Jesus, it's like 60 years of flagellation, of real penance. And lastly, because when you meditate on the sufferings of Jesus, since it is meditating on the heart of God, you are increasing in merit in ways that we will only be able to see when we get to heaven. My friends, I am placing in your hands a treasure that you cannot repay me for. Pray the Stations of the Cross during Lent, during every season of the year, because of the ways that it will benefit you and the souls in purgatory. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.